And welcome to Nibble Number 2, ManifestingToTheMax.com. So Neville says, dwelling on past irritations or hurts perpetuates them and creates a vicious circle that serves to conform these negative emotions. This circle can be broken by starting now to revise anything that you no longer wish to sustain in your world. By revising the past, you rid yourself of any effect it may have on your future. Revision is truly the key which can be used to unlock the doors that have kept you trapped in a particular state. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, some people, we all live by tiny little phrases. And it's not the words that have power, it's the words. Words reveal how you are limiting your power. You notice if you have no problems with money, you don't have any... I don't have any problems with money. I don't have problems getting it. I don't have problems spending it. I don't have problems creating value that allows money to come into my life. Actually, it invites it in. Actually, it just gives me something to trade for money. Yeah, just for fun, something to do. But I want you to notice something. If we're going to explore resource states, and if we're going to explore revision, if we're going to explore, I've got a friend, and no matter what, he walks around and he always says, and it's not the words, this is just so complicated. You hear how complicated even saying it like him is? I'd come see you, but I mean, like, it's just, there's so many, it's just so complicated. He doesn't even have to say the words. Everything he does has all that breathing, all that prep work, all the moans built into it. In other words, he's got a resource state. He's got a resource state that if we could put it into words, it would be, this is so complicated. And I want you to have that state. By the way, I want you to have all states. You came here to experience them all. That doesn't mean you've got to have them all now. But what if... I can remember when life was so complicated. Can you? You see, a resource state isn't just something that you can draw from to use right now. You can draw from it not to use it right now. In other words, if I remember when I was a sickly boy, and I was a sickly boy growing up. I had all sorts of twists and distortions and tensions in my body. I had all sorts of allergy problems, and I missed heaps of school growing up. I was a smart kid, so that got me through. And the cool thing is, I mean, I was a smart kid, that got me through, but the amount of time I spent at home every winter, that gave me plenty of time to learn how to learn myself. I got to learn about myself, and I got to learn how to teach myself. If you want to develop some really cool resource states, again, go back to the first nibble. Ask yourself two questions all the time. What did I learn? And second, what did I learn about me? What did I learn and what did I learn about me? We explored these in the Money Mastermind program. That was a 10-week coaching program that we did that was pretty cool. And one of the things that I've noticed with every person I know that has self-made wealth, they're always asking the questions, what did I learn and what did I learn about me? And I'm going to invite you to use those two questions. Allow those to become resources. If you remember those questions exist and you apply them, you've got resources. You get it? Those questions, the questions that you habitually ask are resources. And if you're habitually asking, in 10 minutes at the end of this recording, what did I learn and what did I learn about me? You're going to generate some Well, beyond generating answers, you're probably going to start generating behavior change. Because if you go, yeah, that recording was interesting. That's the email I hate getting, by the way. When someone sends me in the other 90-day program, in the Manifesting Mastery, when somebody sends us an email and says, the exercises from day 1 to 7 were interesting. I found them interesting. They're like exercises I've done before that were interesting. That tells me they're stuck in their head. They can't even get to their heart. You get it? And I've got to, through email in that program, invite them down to the heart a little bit so they can actually feel something. Once they begin to feel something, they can start to access the belly, which is good fun. And if you can access the belly, you can notice something. You can notice what you are. You can notice the stillness that I come from in these recordings. I'm not just giving distinctions with passion. In other words, head and heart. Notice the space that I live from. Not just the silence, but the space, the silence that all these words come from, where the feelings are given birth to. It's like the bubbles in a fizzy drink. Notice the bubbles. They're really lovely and hypnotic. But beyond the bubbles in the fizzy drink, there's the liquid that the bubbles are given birth from. The ocean gives birth to the waves. By the way, how many resource states did you just get? What did you learn? I don't just ramble for no reason. Yeah, everything's a metaphor for everything, if you're aware of that. And so, resource states. If you ask yourself those questions often, you're going to discover that you are learning a lot more, and you're also learning a lot more about you. Awareness is massive. I love the titles of Neville's books, by the way. Okay, The Power of Awareness, Feeling is the Secret. Okay, notice how many people are claiming to do Neville that have no focus on awareness and have no focus on feeling. You get it? That's one of the ways that I spot fake Neville quotes. If you know, they have a feeling about them, or maybe more of a lack of a feeling about them. Anyway, dwelling upon past irritations or hurts perpetuates them and creates a vicious circle that serves to confirm these negative emotions. So that's a resource. All these quotes on Neville Goddard quotes are resources if you read them. But let's take this resource. Remember we talked about you can play with this thing of making everything very complicated. And if you remember when you used to do that, you're going to find things are actually quite simple. So we can take the opposite of any resource state and run with it and have a lot of good fun. We could, instead of dwelling on past irritations, dwell upon past celebrations, dwell upon past victories, and perpetuate them. This could be sort of what feeling it real is really about. Dwelling upon past celebrations, dwelling upon past victories. By the way, Neville teaches something. He says, know what you want. Construct a scene that would imply your wish has been fulfilled, a scene that would naturally follow and imply that it is done. And so we take that and we talk about congratulatory conversations. That's one way to do that. And when I go back to the house, I'm in our lovely little cottage right now. Victoria's in our home with the pups, dealing with a client. Yeah, that's what I'll call it. Yeah, she calls it consulting. I call it dealing with people, because I don't want to deal with people, right? I'm a trainer. Get it? So when I go back, I'm going to tell her I did a couple nibbles out there. These are really cool little recordings. And you know what? She's going to celebrate with me. It's not going to be any hyped up Tony Robbins stuff, but she's going to do a basic like, oh, cool. When can I hear them? You get it? Before I walk out the door, by the way, I've already felt that. I felt her celebration of me getting back there having done these. She doesn't, by the way, she has no clue what I'm doing. I just walked out with the computer. She's on the phone talking with a guy. Yeah, I personally am in the mood for quiet and recording, so here I am. By the way, I've got this resource. It's called the cottage. I've got a resource state. It's my memory of making recordings in the cottage. You see, what I want you to do, when you're asking the question, what did I learn from this recording, what I want you to notice is you've had the opportunity to learn, to notice heaps more resources and heaps more resource states than you've probably been noticing. In other words, just like ignition, let's factor that in from earlier. The reason I want you to notice ignition is, I mean, we've got two reports recently on the Facebook group where people talked about going out for takeaway food and the person they were with bringing them what they wanted without them asking. I find stuff like this cool because when you realize, well, these are wins. When you imagine something to the point where there's a shift in your belly, that the belly just seems to be the center of the body. In Asian martial arts, we call it the hara or the dantian. And that's where you move from. If you're doing a martial art well, that's where you move from. They say that's the center of your body. And so I assume my body is the center of the universe. Wherever I'm at, my body is the center of the universe. I don't know why I assume that. Maybe that's what I perceived a long time ago. But that's a resource state of mind. Guess what? It's now a resource of yours if you want it. But if you're asking yourself these questions, what did I learn? What did I learn about me? You're going to notice in this recording you've learned about resources and resource states. Again, we've covered it in the first nibble in one way. We've covered it in the second nibble another way. And all those are resources that you can draw from. Every ignition success is a success in manifesting. Congratulations. I want you to, instead of in your head knowing, imagining creates reality, I create my circumstances. Say that 500 times and you'll get it. There's people that post that crap. Okay, I don't want you to say it 500 times to get it. I want you to notice the moment of ignition. And once you notice the moment of ignition, I want you to notice when the flame does something. You get it? And it'll do a little ripple in your belly. And it'll do a little ripple when someone comes back to the car with what you imagined eating. And you never eat that. But for some reason, they got it for you. Henry Rollins tickets, right? I love that Stacy manifested those. She felt ignition to the point where she bought tickets for herself. And then two other people bought her tickets. So she's going to the Henry Rollins concert. I don't even know who the guy is. But I'm passionate about it because I'm celebrating ignition with her. You get it? By the way, I don't know if she imagined me being happy for her or not, but she posted it on the group. So at least I'm willing to bet, you know, while she was posting it, she imagined us celebrating with her. And here we are. I want you to notice how full your life is with these resources and resource states. A resource for me being the cottage, the computer, the microphone, the resource state, my memory of having done this before. I've used this little program called Audacity hundreds of times and changed thousands and thousands of lives with it, just for fun. By the way, the first time I changed someone's life was when I was teaching karate face-to-face, trading time for dollars. You see a theme emerging here? Over time, I've discovered that I don't have to teach face-to-face. It's hard getting people to come here to learn good things. Okay, well, not really. It's hard to do it enough that it's actually feasible. It's actually hard to do it enough and not lose my mind because I don't want to deal with physical people here all day. I love my privacy. And yet I love having an impact. And so with these resources that I have, the computer, the microphone, the internet, Facebook, you know, having learned how to make web pages because my web guy got high too much and kept telling me about WordPress, and so I decided to learn WordPress instead of waiting 4 weeks for a website. You get it? Resource states. Anything in my history is a resource state, and it's a resource state that I can draw from and use, or I can, well, you know, this could be really complicated. I don't do that one all that often. But I use that one. You get it? If you want to go north and you don't know where north is, you can always look around and find out where south is and go the opposite direction. You get, that's a resource for you now. If you experiment with it and make it yours, it's a resource state. And what I encourage you to do with this little nibble is to experiment wildly with everything that you're learning. Ask those questions so that you can just remember a lot more. Remember. There's an interesting word. All right. That's it for nibble number two. We'll see you at manifestingtothemax.com.